Good morning, I'm Allison Frieders.
And I'm Grace Style. Thanks for joining us here on the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show where we keep you in touch with all the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Today, BGHS is hosting the Iowa High School Speech Association District Individual Speech Contest. In many parts of the state, it's hard to find schools that are willing to host speech contests, but here in North Central Iowa, Garrigan has been the perennial host. This is the 29th straight year we've hosted district speech contests. Head coach Mary McCall is the contest manager, and income from admissions and concession sales at district contests goes to DARTS, the support group for drama, art, and speech at Garrigan.
In addition to hosting, the Bears have 23 different entries at today's contest. Hannah Bernhard, Erica Carlson, and Alyssa Kirsch are all competing in poetry, while Levi Bernhard, Dorothy Kirsch, and Hannah Bernhard are entered in prose. Melanie Morgan, Tony Kolash, and Zach Kolash are competing in literary program, and Matthew Fockler is presenting an acting piece.
In improv, Garrigan's entries include Levi Bernhard, Matthew Fockler, and Mark Fockler. Erica Carlson, Amelia Goetzer, and Dorothy Kirsch are all competing in storytelling. There are also solo musical theater performances from Christian Matthews, Alex Matthews, and Sean Vasky, while Mark Fockler, Jake Hamilton, and Taylor Ugg are competing in after-dinner speaking. The final entry is Melanie Morgan, who's competing in radio news announcing.
The annual Pops concert is coming up next Friday. Both the band and choir have been practicing special selections for the big event. In addition to full group selections, you'll see performances by the jazz band and show choir, as well as numerous solo and small group presentations. Pops concert will start at 7 p.m. next Friday, March 1st, so be sure to come over to Friedman Auditorium for the show.
This coming week is a big one for the Golden Bear Dance Squad. Garrigan State champion dancers will be providing the halftime entertainment next Wednesday at 1:30 and 3:30 games of the Girls State Basketball Tournament in Des Moines. Then on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Samantha Kolash, Anna Hillmeister, Caitlin Fogarty, and Michaela Furch will be back in Des Moines for the All-Iowa Honor Drill Team. Congratulations to these dancers on being selected for one of the highest honors in the state.
One of the biggest activities each winter is intramural basketball. Again this year, the top team overall is made up of teachers and coaches. Right behind them, with an identical record, is with just one less overall point, is a team of seniors captained by Victor Brady and Bobby Plath. Those two teams will be meeting up tomorrow in one of the biggest games of the season. The top student scorers so far are Andrew McGuire, Coy Weidert, Elliot Boisley, Charlie Tilches, and Zach Kolash.
The Golden Bear boys started out playoff strong. After a bye in the first round, they hosted Lake Mills for their first district game. It was a close game, but the Bears opened up a good lead toward the end thanks to some key three-pointers by David Klein. They ended up beating Lake Mills 61-53. Then on Tuesday, the Bears held off Belmont Fleming 69-68 to advance to the district final. Because of the threatening weather, we had to record this week's show before the Bears game against North Iowa. We'll let you know how the rest of the playoffs went on next week's show.
Next Tuesday night, there will be a strategic planning meeting for the Bishop Garrigan schools. Teachers, school board members, parents, students, and area business people will be at the Roshlow Center at Seton for the event. They will discuss what's happening at Garrigan and Seton now, as well as plans for the future. Meetings like this are held each year to provide everyone in our community an opportunity for input.
For the third straight year, Garrigan has joined other schools across the state in the Healthy Iowa Kids Initiative, a wellness program aimed at students. Our third period classes are teens, where we keep track of our minutes of activity and healthy things we eat. While some people treat the program more seriously than others, it does remind us to stay healthy.
This week's senior spotlight shines on Bobby Plath. Bobby is an Algona native whose main activities are baseball and golf. He's also a captain of the top student intramural basketball team. You'll also see Bobby cheering on his friends at almost every other school event. Bobby plans to continue his education after high school, and we wish him all the best of luck in the future.
On a Golden Bear calendar, there's district speech contest at Garrigan today. Tonight, sub-state basketball is scheduled to be played at Mason City High.
Intramural basketball continues tomorrow with two big games. Then tomorrow night, the Golden Bear girls basketball team will have their awards potluck.
Next Tuesday at 7 p.m. will be the strategic planning meeting at the Roshel Center. Then Wednesday, the dance squad will be performing at the Girls State Basketball Tournament.
Next Friday night is the Pops concert, and then on Saturday, four Garrigan girls will perform as part of the All-Iowa Honor Drill Team in Des Moines.
That's the Bear Facts for February. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.